Carstairs. The Carstairs Didsbury Tornado Relief Fundraising Committee has completed its work after raising just less than $120,000 in support of victims, officials said. The Canada Day tornado north of Carstairs destroyed numerous homes and farm properties, killed livestock, and also heavily damaged other homes, outbuildings, vehicles as well as other infrastructure. The committee was formed shortly after the disaster to help impacted families. Donations were received from corporations, franchises, small businesses, organized clubs and many, many individuals, primarily in Alberta, say officials. This amount has far exceeded our initial hopes, said committee member Nadine Vass. When the committee first drafted the idea to create an easy channel for cash donations, we were hoping to raise somewhere around $50,000. Obviously, the response from people has been overwhelming. The committee members are Laura Pollock, Shadi L. Hage, Dr. Dean Allen, Sharon Lampett, Sharon Stiles Ham, and Vass. Rocky Mountain Motorsports Park, located east of Carstairs, spearheaded and hosted a fundraising event that brought in more than $30,000. Carstairs Elks and Carstairs Fire Department members were among those involved in that fundraising effort, as were individuals and businesses that donated cash and silent auction items. Other fundraising events included the Stronger Together event put on by local fitness groups, and a campaign at several stores in the Rexall chain. Service groups, motorcycle racing groups, agricultural businesses, churches and energy companies were among those who deposited funds over the past 2+ months, she said. We are so thankful for the support from our local community and from those outside Mountain View County, she said. The funds raised will be distributed to those residents most severely affected by the tornado, she said. Related. Motorsport fundraiser helps Canada Day tornado victims. Related. Tornado benefit event in Carstairs raises more than $100,000. Related. Volunteers helping with cleanup from strongest Alberta tornado since 1987.